Yes, you're welcome to Croke Park for this win or bust victory for Easky. And just in terms of the team news, Paul, we run through the team. The Easky team is unchanged from what appears in the match programme. So that means Aidan Moylan starts. Now, in the All-Ireland semi-final, he didn't start against Perth. Fionn Moylan came in there. So the Easky team is Adam Rossum in goal, Oisin Moylan, James Weir, Shane Malloy, Donal Hanley, Rory McHugh joint captain, and Owen Rowan McGowan. That completes the half-back line. Midfield of Ronan Malloy and Niall Kilcullen. The half-forward line now is Aidan Moylan, Finian Cawley joint captain, Daniel Rolston, Thomas Cawley, top scorer Andrew Kilcullen. And Andrew Kilcullen has scored 12 goals and 73 points in 7 championship games for Easky. And the full forward line is completed by Fionn Connolly, although we know Fionn Connolly won't be playing as corner forward. He'll be popping up all over the pitch. And on the Kilbritton team, you have David Desmond, Dara Considine, James Hurley, Owen O'Neill, Aaron Holland, Thomas Tomo Sheehan, Colm Sheehan, Sean Sexton, Josh O'Donovan, Mark Hickey, Philip Ball, who's the captain, Ronan Crowley, Conor Hogan, Luke Griffin and Bertie Butler. And in terms of that EC selection, on the bench then they've got John Hunter, Cormac Vereker, who's the one St. Pat's man. The rest of the players are a mixture of EC and St. Farran's players. You have Patrick Walsh, Fionn Moylan, Alan O'Brien, Kevin McGee, Micheál McDonough and Dylan Dunleavy. And just one other bit of housekeeping, on the management team, Thomas Ralton, that's his son Adam in goal, and Daniel Ralton is a first cousin of Adam. And you've also got a number of sets of brothers on the team. You've got Shane Malloy and Ronan Malloy, the two Kilcullens, Niall and Andrew. You've got the two Cawleys, Finian and Thomas, and you've got three Moylans, Aina, Oisin, who start, and you've got Fionn on the bench. And Paul, this is the stage that East were on. We've mentioned already that they've been here before. How much for any final, and you're back in the final again, how much of a difference can that make, or should it make, that you've been there before?
Just little things, I suppose, that can make a difference in a game. You know, a good start, as we said. You know, a couple mistakes you might have made in a couple of years ago that you've determined that won't happen to you this time, you know. And we'll say from the roll-in a couple of years ago that Ballygibbon had the goal got, Easky will be very, very adamant that nothing like that happens here. Because, as we say, Kilbritton, first time up here too. They'll be looking to get off to a good start, you know, get the confidence going, whereas Easky are trying to stem that. Just see Easky are warming up down to the Hill 16 end and the floodlights have just come on, so it's
and,
all set
and
now.
Paul, just for the listeners on Ocean FM, and of course thanks again to Shoot the Crows, proudly supporting Sligo Hurling for their sponsorship of this broadcast, but just in terms of the conditions, I mean it's chilly, no real breeze, pitch is perfect as always, so All the boxes are being ticked in terms of that.
Yeah, conditions are perfect. You know, the pitch is immaculate as it normally is, but no breeze. The flags are very, very still. No breeze of any significance at all to talk to, and cold, but dry. And you couldn't have asked for better conditions in the 10th of January for an All Ireland final.
So you're saying, Paul, Easky must start well, keep it tight, take their chances, don't do anything silly. That's pretty much what you'd say to any team going out for a big game.
It is, yeah, but like especially, you know, you're coming up against a team who is their first time up here, you know. If you can use your experience of what you learned them a couple of years ago to get off to a good start, get the confidence going, you know, and show it to Kilbritton early on, that's the big thing. And, you know, sometimes people would often say, you know, they go out in an All-Ireland final and the game bypasses them, you know, it goes so quick. But early doors, I'd be always saying, if you get a ball or two, just don't be trying to do anything daft or fancy with it. Do the right thing, get yourself off to a good confident start and build yourself into the game.
And I suppose on the flip side, Kilbritton will say, well, look, we're come from Cork. In terms of Liam McCarthy's one, Cork are only behind Kilkenny in that all-time list. So Kilbritton are coming in as from one of the major superpowers of hurling in the country.
They are, all right, yeah, but then again, well, as we've said earlier, you know, any time as the teams are getting ready for the roll-in, Easky are playing into the canal end. But, you know, Easky have played Kilkenny opposition, Cork opposition before, and they have been thereabouts all the time with them.
So here is the start of the game. It's going to be Easky. Will they be heroes, Easky and St. Farnan's, or not? It's underway. The ball is in the midfield and it's broken down. There is Niall Kilcullen goes battling in for it, and Fionn Connolly as well. It's still on the floor, but Easky pick it up with Finian Cawley. He's going through. Finian Cawley tries to bring in Donal Hanley into people. Kilbritton work to get that one back. It's back on the floor again. It's a scramble with Daniel Rolston. We've got 18 seconds gone. Remember 3 years ago in the final, when Easky played Ballygibbon. They gave away a score after 9 seconds. Here they're going through for a score of their own to settle things down. It's Finian Cawley back to Aina Moylan. Moylan pops that in and pops it over the bar. 32 seconds gone. Easky have taken the lead here. It's the first score for the Sea Blues. Aina Moylan has put that over the bar. All the work from Finian Cawley.
Great ball. Work from Finian Cawley. You know, won two battles there and one flicked the ball out to Aina Moylan. Dead straight in front of goals. Great start for Easky.
And Easky win that Kilbritton restart. Rory McCuno pops it inside. Is there space for Thomas Cawley to run into? Well, there's a lot of space. They're playing in Croke Park and Thomas Cawley does well to flick that one up. Oh, that's a tight angle. That's a lovely shot. That's sweet and over the bar. 1:02. Thomas Cawley has pinged that one over off the right-hand side. And Rory McHugh with that lovely popped pass into space. And we just mentioned that the start against Ballygiblin 3 years ago, here they are against Kilbritton, and they're 2 points to no score up, Paul.
Dream start, but very noticeable there. Rory McHugh had Andy Kilcullen right in front of him, decided not to give it to him. Do you know, they're not just going to blob everything into Andy to give the fullback a chance to come out and mark him. And he switched corners, diagonal ball into Tomás Cawley. Brilliant point from under the Hogan stand on the sideline.
Well, Easky won that Kilbritton restart, but they did give it away. That was a loose ball forward, and now Kilbritton can return to attack. It's Luke Griffin. Oh, he fires that one in, and he will pick out the corner forward, Bertie Butler. And Bertie Butler, well, how about that? A perfect answer. They're not quite level, but they have got a point back. It's 2 points to one, 1:53, and a nice tidy score from Kilbritton.
Yeah, good work again, Bertie Butler, over the bar. But 3 points in the first 1:50, all from play. Great opening to the game.
And that restart from Adam Rolston has reached Kilbritton hands, and they now are on the attack. Easky now have some defending to do. It's Kilbritton on the attack with Conor Hogan. He's faced here by Oisín Moylan. Moylan goes back, but Hogan cuts in, and Hogan pops this one in, and it's gone wide. The first wide of the afternoon here. 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And I suppose such a fast start, Paul. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, just two teams going at it, hammer and tongs. There's no hang-ups of defences or systems or anything like that. Just all Ireland final going out and going at it.
And Kilbritton have won that Easky restart. That was good play from Colm Sheehan, but Easky have won it back. Fionn Connolly fires that one in looking for Andrew Cullen. It doesn't stick to him. It does eventually. No, there's a good tip away there from James Hurley, the Kilbritton fullback, and now play goes into the other half of the field, the Easky half, where they have to defend. Oisín Moylan will pick this one up, but no, there's a physicality there to Kilbritton, and they're trying to get that one away. Even Rory McHugh can't get his hands on that one, and they're coming in with Ronan Crowley has the shot, and Ronan Crowley has put that one over the bar. That's a fine equaliser from Kilbritton. 3:13 gone, and we're level here, 2 points apiece, Paul.
Yeah, great score from Ronan Crowley out on the sideline here in front of the Hogan stand. 2-2. Both scores from both sets of teams very similar. One each from in front of the goal and one each from the sideline. Great start.
And no short restarts from Easky. Usually they try and build things up from the back, but there they lost that restart, and it's Kilbritton on the attack again. Josh Donovan. And the shot goes in and it's gone wide. So that's a second wide for Kilbritton. And Paul, should Easky starts be a bit more measured?
Dangerous here from a short puck out. Yeah, just the last chance for Kilbritton to take the lead. Great block. But the last ball that went in front of Andy, it broke off him. But there was three Kilbritton men there to pick it up. I'd get another Easky man in under Andy for them breaking balls, because there will be a lot of them coming off between him and James Hickey James Hurley.
Well, 4 minutes gone, and there was a moment there in around Easky goal mouth when that restart didn't work out so well, and I thought it was going to be, well, at least a chance of a 3-pointer for Kilbritton, but the move continued and there was good work from Owen Roe McGowan. But at the other end, it's Easky who are struggling to win possession now after that brilliant start. It is, of course, 2 points apiece here. We're only 5 minutes gone, and Kilbritton fire that ball inside, went to their inside forwards, and they've got a number of threatening inside forwards, and one of those inside forwards has put that one wide. Well, Luke Griffin, that's a third wide for Kilbritton. No wides yet for Easky in this fixture at Croke Park in this All-Ireland final, and we have a restart now from Adam Rolston out to the centre again. Easky going long with these restarts, I suppose. Is there any reason, Paul, they're going long and they've lost that one there? They're going long rather than short. We've seen
short,
in previous
they
games.
They went short with the last one and it broke down, you know, and that Kilbritton forward line looks serious, so I'd be trying to get them, but there's a great effort.
Huge effort. Sean Sexton, the midfielder. Sean Sexton, the midfielder, has fired that one over. It's 3 points to two. Kilbritton 3 points, Easky 2. And we saw, of course, in the All-Ireland semi-final last month, Easky going 6 and 7 points behind against Burt. Different situation here. They're trying to win possession off their own restart. Daniel Rowson has it at the second time of asking. No, a Kilbritton pair nips in. That is Ronan Crowley. He's got one of their points already. Sean Sexton is also working hard for the team, who are wearing Kilkenny colours from Cork. So that's what Sligo's representatives, Eastkey, are up against as Rory McHugh tries to win possession, but Eastkey have turned it over again. So despite that fantastic start where they scored 2 points without reply, they have conceded the last three scores and they're having to work. They're having to dig in here now, and it's difficult. Josh O'Donovan has it for Kilbritton, and Josh O'Donovan overcarried. And what, Paul, we're only 6 minutes gone, and I'm already feeling a little bit pessimistic about where Eastkey are, but they're only a point down and we're only 6 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be too worried yet. They got off to a great start with the first 2 points, but Kilbritton have kind of come into the game. Just as a lot of loose break and ball that Kilbritton are hunting in packs and winning it. Eastkey will just have to up the ante there with winning the break and ball, and just ball has to stick. You know, you can't be slobbering with ball that comes to you. It has to stick early doors. As Andy from inside his own half, inside his own 65, is a chance now. It'll be a massive effort.
Well, Andrew Kilcullen has a free from distance. It's huge, it's high, it's dropping in around the house. It will break. Well, it won't break for any player in a blue jersey. It will break favourite for Kilbritton. Thomas Samoa Sheehan got that one away. It was batted out in front of goal. No Eastkey player to pick it up, but at the other end, Fionn Connolly can pick this one up. And Fionn Connolly now to Rory McHugh. Rory McHugh put under some pressure by a Kilbritton player, and he just gets away from him. And now this is a kind of measured Eastkey style that they'll have to bring into the game. Owen Roe McGowan to Andrew Kilcullen. Andrew Kilcullen fires this one in into the goalie. That's the second shot into the goalie. One batted out from a free, and that one, an attempt from play, was cleared. And at the other end, Kilbritton now can switch defence into attack. And they're on the attack with Conor Hogan. Conor Hogan going through. Oisín Moylan trying to get him. Conor Hogan going through. There's a chance for Kilbritton. Niall Kilcullen tackles. Oh, great save by Adam Rolston. How did he jab that one away? Paul, explain.
A great save by Adam Rolston. Conor Hogan burnt the Eastkey defence, came through and got the shot off, but Adam Rolston managed to get across and flick it away, but they're still coming on the attack here again.
They're on the attack again, and I think credit has to go to Niall Kilcullen for getting in there. Conor Hogan got through. Niall Kilcullen still put pressure on him, and in the end that pressure, well, there was a shot on goal. Thomas Coley, great catch from Coley. Coley to Daniel Rolston. Can he turn? Can he get this one over? He can. Daniel Rolston has equalised for Eastkey. A magnificent catch from Thomas Rolston. Then from Thomas Coley. Then he barged Thomas Rolston, of course, as part of the selection committee. But then Thomas Coley seemed to barge into Daniel Rolston as he offloaded. But Daniel Rolston equalised. Is 3 each here, Paul.
3 each. Great score again. Great catch by Thomas Coley. We've seen him doing that twice in the All-Ireland semi-final again, Bert. Great score again. And they're coming again with Andy.
And Andrew Kilcullen has it. There's 9 minutes gone here. Andrew Kilcullen has put it over the bar. And it is now Eastkey 4, Kilbritton 3. Eastkey were 3-2 down and they've scored the last 2 points. All came from hard work and graft, and they're trying to just put their usual game together. At the other end, it's Owen Roe McGowan can't get to that one, but Fionn Connolly is picking up the pieces. He's playing as a sweeper. So what does that mean? Kilbritton have a spearman at the other end,
yeah,
I'd imagine.
There he is, right in front of Andy Kilcullen. So Fionn won that ball. But he has to be careful. When he's putting in that ball, he knows he can't put it into where the man that's marking him is going to be standing right in front of Andy Kilcullen. But he has won the last two balls in the halfback line for Eastkey, and that's the reason they're kind of getting their foothold back in the game.
4-2 to Eastkey. Fionn Connolly working hard there. So too James Weir. Eastkey playing from left to right as we watch it in the Hogan stand. Eastkey now on the attack. That won't reach Niall Kilcullen, but it will reach Finian Cawley in the centre. And Finian Cawley is fouled. And Finian Cawley has taken the advantage, but the ball will be brought back for the free. It's the I don't know what mileage or kilometres is on the pace here, but it's more than 100 miles an hour, Paul.
It's helter skelter, but you know, it's a great, both teams are playing well. That's the big thing, Liam, you know, and they're going at it. You know, little blocks of scores. Eastkey went 3-2 down, and now they've gone 4-3 up after being 2-0 up. And hopefully now Andy, from dead straight in front of the goals, but right in the middle of the pitch, right in the broken line across the centre of the pitch, and he'd be looking to get a second point.
And I hate going back to the horrors of 3 years ago against Ballygibbon, but that seems this seems like a different Eastkey, and obviously these are different opponents, but it's a whole different feel about the Eastkey team now.
It is. Sure, Eastkey were working awful hard to get their scores against Ballygibbon, but Andy Kilcullen, Julie Obliges,
And that is a fifth point for Eastkey, a second point for Andrew Cullen. So now Aina Moylan, Daniel Rose, St Thomas Cawley and Andrew Cullen have scored for Eastkey. It is 5 points to three. We're into the 11th minute here in this thrilling minute All-Ireland final as Eastkey have broken down the Kilbritton Racer. Daniel Rosen has it. He fires it in. It won't break for Thomas Cawley. There's three Kilbritton players back there and they can clear their lines downfield. Now the pressure on Eastkey. The pressure on that fullback line. Will it break favourably? It has broken for Owen Roe McGowan and Fionn Connolly, who's in to tidy up. It's James Weir. Weir to Rory McHugh now. McHugh can hold possession. Offloads it. Still in his own half. And Eastkey, well, they're calm enough to put the ball back to Adam Rolston, the goalkeeper. He lofts it high and down the pitch. There's two Eastkey players, two Kilbritton players, and one of those is Finian Cawley, the strong player from Finian Cawley. Eastkey now on the attack. That all came from that ball from Adam Rolston. Finian Cawley going through. He's bursting through. He can score here. Yes, he can. Brilliant score from Finian Cawley. From Eastkey's Adam Rolston to St. Farran's Finian Cawley. He won a breaking ball. And it was a nice finish.
After great work by Rory McHugh and back to Adam Rosen. And we said the beauty of Adam Rosen is he's an outfield player playing a goal, so you can use him across the full back line like a sweeper. But you were on earlier about totally different Eastkey. Like Eastkey were so struggling for scores the last time they were in action. You know, against Ballygibbon a couple of years ago. But now they're playing free-flowing hurling and they've got 5 points from play already with five different scores. And, you know, they'll be delighted with the start. They'll be delighted with the first 11 minutes. They went out of it for a few minutes there, but that's going. This game is going to ebb and flow, it looks like, till the end.
Well, we've a long, long way to go, and we're 12 minutes into the first half, and I'm halfway through the cough bottle, but hopefully we'll get some supplies at half-time. We've a long way to go here. Eastkey have given away possession as Kilbritton with the ball. Colm Sheehan has it, and they can build up something from the back. It's cleared by Tomás Sheehan, but there's a spare Eastkey player, and that is Rory McHugh. Nice skill from McHugh. Eastkey just winning the small margins at the moment, and so far so good on the scoreboard. The ball is played inside. It won't reach Aina Moylan though. It is tidied up by Aaron Holland, who, as Paul pointed out, would appear to be the spare player that Kilbritton have while they are on the attack. But that attack has broken down at the other end for them, because Owen Roe McGowan has won it back and he gets it to Ronan Molloy. Molloy fires it back to Rory McHugh, and he equally fizzes it to Fionn Connolly, but that's what they're practicing at. And Fionn Connolly fires this one in. This might reach Thomas Cawley. Will it break in front of goal? It does, but it's tidied up by David Desmond, the goalkeeper. But Thomas Cawley does really well. Now Andrew Kilcullen will come in. Eastkey can rescue this. They've got the ball back and Andrew Kilcullen has fired it over the bar. That's an excellent score from Andrew Kilcullen. Well, Paul, I was going to say an overhit ball from Fionn Connolly, but the work from Thomas Cawley, it led to that score.
Yeah, Thomas Cawley is playing great stuff. You know, he had a great game again, Bert, in the semi-final when they needed him most to come back into it. The goalie looked dodgy there, you know, put him under pressure. Big day in Croke Park for him, so I'd be putting him under pressure, and flicked over the bar then to push them four clear.
And Philip Ball now has won the ball for Kilbritton, the Kilbritton captain. The first time Munster champions are on the attack. Luke Griffin is through the full forward. The shot comes in, the block comes in, and Eastkey can tidy up and close the door on that one. And I think it was Fionn Connolly got a block in there on that. And Niall Kilcullen has it, and now Rory McHugh can fire this one out looking for Aina Moylan. Well, that was a big chance, Paul, for Kilbritton.
But an unbelievable block from Fionn Connolly. What a player. You know, the engine room, we do call him, but there, you know, that was danger, goal danger all over it. Fionn Connolly came across, got in a brilliant block, and then cleared the lines. But now Ballygibbon have won a free, or Kilbritton have won a free out with Aaron Holland.
Aaron Holland drives that one downfield. Kilbritton are still very much in this game. So to Eastkey. Eastkey leads 7-3, don't forget. We're in the 15th minute and a shot comes in and a shot goes wide. And that's four wides now from Kilbritton. No wides yet from Eastkey. So far so good, Paul, from Eastkey. But that moment there when Luke Griffin went through that big goal chance, that's what Eastkey have to be wary of.
Yeah, they have to be wary of it. And like, you know, the big thing there was Fionn Connolly spotted the danger, darted across, and you know, it's all right darting across, but you have to put in the right tackle. Don't want to give away a penalty. Brilliant brain, you know, to hit, to get the tackle in at the right time and get the block in to prevent a certain goal.
And Daniel Rawson is working hard, and so too Finian Cawley. Daniel Rawson will flick that one ball back. to Donal Hanley, Hanley to Fionn Conley. Fionn Conley has been everywhere. You'd almost think there was more than one Fionn Conley, but it's just the one, and he's doing well. Into Rory McHugh. That's inside to Thomas Cawley. Thomas Cawley will try and break that one down to himself. Also going in there was Aina Moylan, but the Kilbritton defence can tidy up at Colm Sheehan, and they get that one away with also Owen O'Neill involved, and now was driven down there by Aaron Holland, the spearman. They're looking for something in around the house. It's broken down by Oisín Moylan. It will come to a Kilbritton forward. There's a space and chances here on, and Mark Hickey has put that one over the bar. And if I was wearing a Kilbritton hat, which I'm not, I would say they really needed that score with 16 minutes gone in the first half. It's Eastkey 7, Kilbritton 4. But we're slightly neutral in that. It was a good score from Kilbritton, but that's the threat they have.
They have the threat. He scored 168 so far in the championship. He's their leading scorer. That's his first score of the game. And Mark Hickey. But Eastkey are coming again with Finian.
Finian Cawley working hard. Thomas Cawley working hard. It's Finian Cawley going through. He's close to the end line. He will pop it back to his brother. No, he pops it out to the centre. To Niall Kilcullen. Coming through now the centre. There's another option of maybe someone who can take a score. And that player is Ronan Malloy. And that player has put it over the bar. Ronan Malloy. Two players in the engine room working together, Ronan Malloy and Niall Kilcullen, but it all stemmed from the work of the Cawley brothers.
Cawley brothers, but Ronan Malloy, he doesn't get too many, but when he does, he gets them in Croke Park in the All-Ireland final. Great score, and you know, that's what Eastkey needs to do now. Keep the scoreboard ticking over at 8-4 after 60 minutes. Dream star, Pádraig Mang and Declan Malloy would have been, you know, they're taking the hand off it to get this start from before the start of the game. But they're playing with a calmness, Liam, you know. They're throwing the ball around. They don't mind going back the way 30 yards or 40 yards of the ball to get the ball to the right spot. And the one thing they're not doing, they're not just lobbing ball in the top Andy, asking them to win everything. Hail Mary balls where Kilbritton can clean up and come out of it. They're playing good, open, expansive hurling, using the width of Croke Park, and that's why they've 8 scores, 7 from play got.
Well, and funnily enough, of their starting attack, 5 of those 6 forwards have scored. Of course, the only non-scorer is Fionn Conley, and he's playing as a sweeper. But Kilbritton are on the attack. It's 8-4, Eastkey lead, but Kilbritton are providing a big, big threat, and here's one of those threats. They're going through for a goal chance here. There's a goal on, and it is fired over the bar. It is hit over the bar by the number 10, that is Mark Hickey. He had a goal on, Paul.
He had a goal on, yeah, and I think, you know, he cut inside there under the Cusick stand heading towards the hill end. And I thought the Eastkey fullback, and maybe James Rishaw, they came and met him because he stood back on the line, put it over the bar to bring it back to a 3-point game again.
It's 8-5, it's still anybody's game. It's as what Paul said at the outset, a 50-50 game. Eastkey are leading by 3, 8-5, but Kilbritton are coming back into this game again. Mark Hickey might have had a goal. Luke Griffin had a chance of a goal. They've also had 4 wides, and here they are with a mighty shot from distance. Oh, Adam Rawson does really well. The ball coming out of the sky, Adam, from Sean Sexton, and that ball is dropped short, and Eastkey can clear their lines and get it downfield. And battling in there for Eastkey, well, it's Daniel Rawson does well. Oh, he gives that one. That's a low pass that was intercepted by Colm Sheehan, and that's going to be a free for Kilbritton. And this will be Mark Hickey territory. But on those goal chances, Paul, I suppose Kilbritton are looking to say, well, look, let's keep the scoreboard ticking over. Eastkey are having their spell. I'm sure they'll feel they're going to have their spell.
Yeah, they will. But the warnings are there now for Eastkey, Liam. You know, that's the thing. And Pádraig Mangan will be saying that to the lads. Like, they've got in for maybe 3 chances of goals they took points on 2 of them occasions, as you said, to keep the scoreboard ticking over. But the warnings are there. So, you know, just probably a little bit of, even if a man had to go down with an injury or something there, to get the word in that we need to tighten up on that Kilbritton attack, as Mark Hickey has a chance to put over his 3rd score now from out here under the Hogan stand, right dead straight in the middle of the field.
So you've got Mark Hickey with this free attempt. The number 10. He's way out, but for free takers of his type, distance really doesn't matter. How accurate can he be? He fires this one in. It's trailing and drifting. Oh, it's drifted wide. Well, I was expecting a point.
Yeah, he doesn't look to be the biggest, longest striker, you know, not as long as Andy, and he kind of sacrificed the accuracy for trying to get the distance to drift wide. 5 wides to Kilbritton now, no wides yet for Eastkey.
And Eastkey on the attack now with Donal Hanley coming through the centre. Oh, that's broken away. That might have reached Fionn Conley if the pass had been successful. But Daniel Rawson is working hard to win that. It's gone for a sideline ball to Eastkey. It's the small bits and pieces, Paul, that are going Eastkey's way. But I'm still worried. I don't know how you're feeling about this.
Well, we'll keep you calm, Liam. You know, myself and Daniel here, we'll have to get Ronan Waters to send up a brandy or something. I wouldn't rule out Andy putting this over the bar. It's within his territory here, Liam, right under the Hogan stand between the 21 and the 45. Nice angle if he can get a right connection.
Of course, our coverage on Ocean FM this afternoon is sponsored by Shoot the Crows, proudly supporting Sligo Hurling as Eastkey try and make something out of that sideline cut from, it's coming in around the goal mouth and it's tidied up by Josh O'Donovan from Kilbritton, and it's going to go out for a sideline ball on the far side. All joking aside about that brandy, I suppose I could have taken the train home, I could have a brandy at half time, but that sideline cut in around the house, it could have caused problems for Kilbritton.
It was a great cut, and again there's a couple of times the ball has broke around the square there, you know, in the Kilbritton full back line, and just the Eastkey men aren't just in there in the right positions, because there was definitely a ball broke there. If there was an Eastkey man at the end of it, could have got a goal. So just something else to note, I'd always have a man hanging in there, you know, just if Anton breaks it all off the goalie, that you're there to put it away, as Andy has another goal from exactly the same spot on the far side.
Sideline cut from Andrew Kilcullen. Has this one gone over? Yes, it has. Lovely piece of skill from Andrew Kilcullen. His fourth point of the day. His fourth from the day. One from a free. One from, we can see it there on the screens. It's a great resource to have the replay in front of us. What about that as a piece of skill?
Well, if you were a neutral here, you'd be saying which is the team from Cork and which is the team from Sligo. And, you know, we were all talking and laughing about that. But so far, and there should be another free in there, Tomás Cawley has a chance to put another one on it.
Tomás Cawley goes through and Tomás Cawley has scored. That's wonderful. I think all this talk of brandies at half time has me mitered a little bit, but it might have mitered Kilbritton as well. They now trail by 5, Eastkey lead by 5. That's the key scoreline for us. Eastkey 10 points, Kilbritton 5 points. 22 minutes gone in this first half in this All-Ireland final at Croke Park. Donal Hanley fires that one down. That was Kilbritton losing their own restart, and there's Daniel Rawson putting it. Well, I thought that was a sideline ball to Eastkey, but the last touch was a judge who have come off Daniel Rawson, who made Aaron Holland work hard. And so far so good, Paul. Is there anything AC could do better?
No, just keep it going now, you know, don't be trying to, you know, just keep the scoreboard ticking over, and as we said, cut down on the goal chances. Kilbritton are coming on the attack here again.
Kilbritton on the attack with Bertie Butler. He's got a point already. He's putting the chase. Shane Malloy's having to do his damnedest to try and get back, and the ball might break inside for a colleague. Oh, the shot is coming in. It's fired in and it's fired over. Well, Conor Hogan got the last touch. Bertie Butler did all the damage. He got it to Conor Hogan, and I think Adam Rawson advanced, and that might have put the goalkeeper off. Yes, it did. Adam Rawson came out and advanced, and that put Conor Hogan off. And a point for Kilbritton. They're still in this game. No one has won or lost this game just yet, but Kilbritton are easier trying to win their own restart. It's 10 points to 6 here. And what about that? Another goal hint, Paul, for
another
Kilbritton.
Another goal hint, but I was just thinking there now, we're coming up to 7 minutes to half time. It's imperative Eastkey don't give away a goal before half time. You know, maybe tack on a couple of points, and even if Kilbritton get a couple of points, but definitely win with a 3 or 4 point lead. But it's when Kilbritton are going through the middle, I think it's an Eastkey defender has to come and take as a chance for Mandy coming in.
Andrew Kilcullen fires that ball in, looking for Tomás Cawley. The ball has broken away from Tomás Cawley and the defender who was on him. It's still 10 points to 6. We're into the 24th minute, and that ball came in from Andrew Kilcullen. He has got 4 points already, and he almost set up Tomás Cawley for another one, but Kilbritton can clear their lines, and they've cleared it downfield with Tomás Sheehan. It's right into the corner. It's James Weir doing really well there. Oh, James Weir looked like there was a foul on James Weir, but no. The Kilbritton forward has it, and the Kilbritton forward will win a free, and that is Luke Griffin. Yeah. And would you give away a free here, Paul?
I would. Yeah. What happened there was James Weir and Luke Griffin were going for the ball under the Hill 16 on the Cusick stand side. James Weir lost his hurley, so he just kind of had to slobber over the ball, because otherwise Griffin was in for another goal chance. And look, there's good frees and bad frees. That's a good free. It'll probably bring it back to a 3 point game, with Mark Hickey here likely to put over his third score.
So Mark Hickey, he's got two from. Play and one from a free. That's a third point for him, a seventh point for Kilbritton. Still very much in the melting pot this final. Eastkey 10 points, Kilbritton 3 points. And even though, Paul, they're 3 points up, it feels as if they're going to have to do a lot more to stay that way as they drive the ball downfield. They took that restart short. It's with Niall Kilcullen, and Niall Kilcullen can fire this one in around the house, looking for his brother Andrew. Oh, he's got it. Andrew is through. He's tackled by 3 players. He's dragged to the ground, and he scored a goal. Oh, what's happening here? what's been given. He got the ball into the net. He kicked it in. We'll see it on the screen, but are they going to...
The ref was playing the advantage, but he must have blown when he hadn't the ball, and then he put it into the net. He kicked it in with the left foot. But the ref, and he's going to go back. It's not even a penalty. It's a 21-yard free.
So he was... Well, we can see it here. He went through. He burrowed his way through. We saw on the replay on screen. 25 minutes gone. I nearly lost my voice, but I'll have to hold on to that because no goal. It's a free in. Surely he's not going to go for a goal here. No, he fires that one in and it fires that one over. Andrew Kilcullen has got point number 5 for the afternoon here at Croke Park in the AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Junior Club Championship Final. It's Easky 11, Kilbritton 7. And should that have been allowed
for
a goal?
Oh, it's an awful decision by the ref. Like, sure, he gave the advantage to the team that were fouling. You know, he pulled back a goal. When you get an advantage, it's something that should be until it plays out and then go back for the free. It happened earlier. And he pulls him back then and gives him a free in. I think it's a terrible decision, you know.
And it would have been at a perfect time. We're into the 26th minute. Imagine the boost of a goal at that stage for Easky. They're still leading by 4, 11-7, 26 minutes gone. But it's going to be one of those ifs, buts and maybes moments for Easky. As they take this sideline cut now, looking for Daniel Rawson. Rawson has it. Oh, that's a lovely, floaty type of shot coming in, and it's just gone wide. Well, unlucky from Daniel Rawson. A good attempt, and Easky's first wide, 27 minutes gone. And I just wonder, Paul, we'll say this before we take the halftime break. I wonder what's going through the minds of the Easky management as they watch that chance for Andrew Kilcullen that was denied. And Easky went in the attack again there. That time at Ronan Molloy, who's got a point. They've got another sideline cut. We are now into minute number 27. They're leading 11-7 here. Easky are, of course, the mixture of players from Easky St. Farland's and one St. Pat's man, Cormac Vericker, on the bench.
Yeah, no, they'd be delighted, like, because apart from the 4 points up, they're actually hurling very well. You know, they're the dominant team. They're probably... you know, they're by far a superior team, even though they're only 4 points clear. Now, as we said, Kilbritton do look dangerous on the break. They have a dangerous forelim of goals as Easky, Andy from the 45 under the Hogan, another chance.
Andrew Kilcullen floats this one in around the house. Will it break for someone? It might break for his brother Niall on the race to get that breaking ball is Finian Cawley. No fouls at the referee, and Kilbritton can counter-attack with Josh O'Donovan. He fires that one downfield. James Weir now in a battle to get this one away, and also his own Roe McGowan. Oh, Kilbritton are through for a shot. Kilbritton are through for a point from Mark Hickey. I did think for a second, we're in the 28th minute, I thought that Kilbritton might opt for a goal shot again. Paul, they are quite dangerous when they get possession.
They're very dangerous on the break, but again, Fionn Connolly was waiting there, you know, if he did go an extra few yards in under the hill to get a goal chance. Fionn was waiting to tackle him, but you know, it's still only a 3 point game, and Kilbritton coming again,
and Fionn Connolly might just get in there to tidy up. Or can Oisín Moylan get back there? Or indeed, can another member of the defence get back there? They can. That was Andrew Kilcullen back helping out his defence. And Andrew Kilcullen now, it's going to fall its way to Aina Moylan. Andrew Kilcullen surrounded by players. Oh, he gets that one away into the centre. It won't find Finian Cawley. It's Easky, 11 points. Kilbritton, 8 points. Kilbritton on the attack. We're in the 29th minute. And there's going to be a decision against Easky.
Michael Cullen, a late hit on the fullback James Hurley.
So a 3 point game, 29 minutes gone. Easky playing reasonably, really, really well in the first half. Could have had a goal, had the ball in the net, but it was called back for a free already awarded.
He missed from here a while ago, Liam. You know, the distance was exactly.
This is Mark Hickey.
Mark Hickey again, yeah. So just be interested to see now, will he get it again?
Mark Hickey from distance. That's a huge effort. And this time he's found the range. Well, that is his second free. He's got 5 points. 3 from play, 2 from frees. And so his counterpart, Andrew Cullen, has got 5. But that is a 9th point for Kilbritton. Easky 11. So 11-9. Adam Rawson with the restart for Easky in this All-Ireland final. It is Easky's third, the Easky club's third All-Ireland final. One in football, 2 in hurling. And now they've played the ball into the corner, looking for Andrew Kilcullen. There's 3 Kilbritton players around him. Andrew Kilcullen pops it into the centre, looking for Niall. Or is that Thomas Cawley? That's Thomas Cawley. Thomas Cawley surely can score from here. Oh, he's put it wide. Oh, Thomas.
That was an unbelievable pickup by Andy Kilcullen right in front of us here on the crossfield pass to Thomas Colley. You had to put your house and put it over the bar. Would have been a great score to get before half time, but it drifted wide. Second wide for Eastgate. Kilbritton five wides.
Kilbritton, we're going to have 1 minute of additional time as Kilbritton around the attack. Well, that's well intercepted by Fionn Connolly. Is Kilbritton have five wides, Eastgate two wides. Oh, there's a foul given away by Fionn Connolly. How unlucky, how unfortunate. And it's going to be a free in for Kilbritton. And we're into that minute of additional time. And after all that hard work and everything else that went with it in that first half, Eastgate could see their lead whittle down to a single score. It's Eastgate 11 points, Kilbritton 9. But you'd put Mark Hickey. Yes, you would say he was going to score that, and he has scored that. That is now a sixth point for Mark Hickey, a tenth point for Kilbritton, a point between them. We have time for this restart from Adam Rosen. Can Eastgate just extend their lead before the half time? Thomas Colley, oh, great catch in the middle. He can't make any headway because he wins a free. It's 11-10. We're into this minute of additional time. Eastgate, with six different scorers in the first half, had the ball in the net, but the goal wasn't given. Thomas Colley has just won a free there. And we can see there how he was wrestled and surrounded and fouled by Kilbritton players. So Andrew Kilcullen from distance, he's got two frees, a sideline cut and 2 points from play. Can he get another score here?
This will probably be the last puck of the half too. It'll be great to win two up, you know.
We're into the second minute of additional time. Andrew Kilcullen. There are jeers from Kilbritton, but there will be cheers from Eastgate if he can get this one in. It's in around the house. It might be flicked in around goalwards by Thomas Colley. Kilbritton have it. That's the halftime whistle. 31 minutes, 37 seconds. Eastgate lead by a point. 10 points to 9. And Paul Seavers, what about that for a first half?
Yeah, good first half of hurling, 11-10. You know, Eastgate leading. The last free there, Andy just kind of mishit it. Didn't connect right with it, so dropped short. But definitely the turning, like Eastgate were in cruise control there. There were four up. Definitely the turning point. The Andy Kilcullen goal that was taken back for free, I think was a bad mistake by the referee because he was playing on an advantage. Now, since that incident, Kilbritton have come down the field and got 2-3 points, so they've brought it back to a 1 point game. But yet at the start, if we were told sitting here at half time Eastgate would have a 1 point lead at half time, we'd have taken your hands off it. They're every bit as good as Kilbritton, if not better. Now there are danger signs there too, Liam, with the Kilbritton attack looks very, very dangerous. They look like they can get through for goals at times when they're on the attack. That's where I'd be saying, Pádraig Mangan and Declan Molloy, I'd be saying, when they're coming through the middle, you have to get out and meet them. Some of the Eastgate lads are retracting back towards the goals. That's only inviting them further. Get out and meet them, but then you cannot leave a man inside, so it has to be man-to-man at that stage. But apart from that, I'd be very, very happy. 11-10, a lot of lads going well, six different scores. Not everything has been relied on Andy Kilcullen, who's got a great line cut and a couple of great scores. Everything going well. Fionn Connolly playing well. Rory is playing well again.
Thomas Colley as well.
Moss Colley's playing very, very well. Doing aerially in the air, he's winning a lot of balls. So all in all, great half of hurling, halfway there to the All-Ireland title, heading back west, Liam, and I know you're getting nervous, but
is it frustrating, Paul, that for all the good work they've done, you just feel they should be just a little bit more in front?
Possibly they should be more in front, but if you take the chances Kilbritton miss for goals, you know, Kilbritton will be saying, we miss goal chances. It's a game of hurling, it's going ebb and flow, you're not going to get it all your own way. The one gripe I have is with the referee's decision about Andy Kilcullen's goal. They were on an advantage, he was going through. If he was on the ground, then you have to bring it back, or if the play stopped. If he hit the ball wide, the play will come back for the free. But he was still in the process of finishing out his attack. The play football in Eastgate, we know well, he got the left foot to it into the net, he brings it back for a 21-yard free, not even a penalty in saying that, and I just thought it was an awful decision. Like, a goal at that stage would have been a massive score in the context of deciding the title.
So, but just before we take a break, where they still are in the contest, a point ahead, one half to go, they're still in it.
Still in it, they're leading it. If the game was blown up now, the cup is going west. I think you need to be more. I know you're an Eastgate man, Liam. You're a little bit nervous and all that kind of stuff.
I think I need that brandy from Shoot the Crows pronto.
Well, Ronan, send up a bottle and three glasses. But no, I'd be very happy. I wouldn't be, like, I know, and as like with 5 minutes to go, if there's a point in it, what will you be like? But great half of hurling. They've done everything I'd say that they were asked of them. They're a point clear, half time, point clear in the All-Ireland final. Everyone playing well, all to play for.
Second half coverage of the All-Ireland Junior Hurling Final.
And the second half is underway, and Iski have made a change. They bought Fionn Moylan, number 19, on for his brother Ian, and number 10. The ball has gone out over the sideline. It's going to be a sideline ball to Iski. Iski playing from right to left as we watch it from the Hogan stand. It's 11-10 on the scoreboard. Nothing between the teams. And Paul Seavers, we've had that 10 or 15 minutes to kind of gather our thoughts. How have the players gathered their thoughts?
Yeah, just, I suppose, Pádraig Mannion will be saying more of the same, you know. We're a point up, All-Ireland final, just go out and keep doing it. But it's the final half now, so it's do or die, and Kilbritton coming on the attack for the equaliser.
Philip Ball, the team captain, going through. He wins a free, or gets the advantage, but he takes the score anyway. Well, that's ironic, because in the first half, we had Andrew Kilcullen being given the advantage. He booted the slither into the net, and the ball was called back for a free in, but it's 11 each now. Iski 11 points, Kilbritton 11 points. Iski have to start the second half well, as they did in the first half. They had 2 points up to no score within seconds. That's Finian Cawley back to Donal Hanley. Hanley now pops it into the corner looking for Andrew Kilcullen. The Kilbritton player is all over him. That's James Hurley, and Kilbritton have turned it over and they've won it back. We're level here, of course. 11 each, 1 minute and 13 seconds. Coverage on Ocean FM of this game is by Shoot the Crows, proudly supporting Sligo Hurling, and Iski have turned that one over in their own half. And Rory McHugh now can go on a saunter and a jaunt upfield. He can, skillful run from McHugh, but he's bottled up and blocked, and Kilbritton have it back. And Kilbritton, Joshua Donovan, he's got on a lot of ball and he's played the ball inside. Iski now have to do some defending here. That's Conor Hogan turning and twisting. Niall Kilcullen holds him up, and Kilbritton have a chance, and they have a chance of a score, and they have a chance. Well, it's gone wide. That's wide number 6. And is there anything different so far, Paul, after 2 minutes in the second half from what you've noticed in the first half?
Kilbritton have come out all guns blazing, whatever the management said, but great defending there by Niall Kilcullen there again. Didn't let his man inside him, you know, to get through for his first score. But yeah, Kilbritton definitely look a different animal this half. But Iski, you know, they're still just they need to get a couple of scores now, you know, to get back the superiority again that they had coming up to half time in the first half.
Of course, it's level here now. Iski could do with going in front again. They have had the lead at different stages in the first half and at different degrees of a lead, and they need to pick up that impetus again. And Niall Kilcullen has won a free. It's 11 each here, 33rd minute in the second half in Croke Park. And of course, this is the AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Junior Club Championship Final. Iski were here 3 years ago, lost to Ballygibbon, and here they are again against Kilbritton, also from Cork. And the Iski footballers, of course, were in an All-Ireland final at junior level in 2019, and they lost to Beaufort from Kerry. And four players from the football adventure, that's Andrew Kilcullen, Rory McHugh, Ian Moylan and Daniel Rolston. This is their third appearance at club level in Croke Park, as Andrew Cullen has this free from distance. We're into the 34th minute. It's 11 each. It's a poised make or break for either team here. Andrew Cullen from distance. Has he got the accuracy? He has got the accuracy. That's another pointed free from Andrew Cullen. That is his sixth point of the afternoon, and he has matched the tally of Mark Hickey. 6 points for each of the sharpshooters from the respective teams as Kilbritton win their own restart, and they're on the attack. There's a point between them. Iski lead 12-11. There's an advantage there for Kilbritton. The ball won't be kept in, but there's going to be a free. And do you feel, Paul, already a different type of it's a different type of game now, in that both teams kind of have worked out where the strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, there's a little bit more urgency in Kilbritton anyway, I think. You know, that it's the second half, it's the push of the line. A little bit more urgency. I said the Kilbritton management had strong words with them. But definitely, Owen O'Neill there, the number 4 for Kilbritton 2, picked up a yellow card for the last tackle. But a great score from Andy. Yeah, that is. But again, like the first 5 minutes, second half, you know, you're finding your feet all over again after the break. The game will settle down to the normal ebb and flow. There's nothing in it. Like, the two teams are very evenly matched. Iski still with their noses in front. And you know, from here to the end now, like, you'd be just looking at the substitutes then, you know, coming later in the game. East gave very young subs, you know, Patrick Welsh, Cormac Vericker, you know, out around them big white spaces of Crow Park would suit them as well. But it's a while before we get to that part as well.
Well, we're not in the game is in the melting pot, but we're still a long, long way to go. That ball is fired in by Mark Hickey. That's a free from distance. Mark Hickey, well, that's gone wide. That's a second wide in the second half for Kilbritton, and that's seven wides in total. Eastkey had two wides in that first half. Both were close shots, one of them from Daniel Rosen, and Eastkey taking the restart from Adam Rosen. That's Daniel's first cousin, and the ball in around the centre, and it's won by Kilbritton, picked up by Ronan Crowley. He got a point from them in the first half, but Eastkey have won it back, and they're battling to get it with the change. The player who came in, Fionn Moylan, has it, but Kilbritton have it back, and it's fired into the corner now, and it's Shane Malloy does well, and the last touch came off Kilbritton player, that's Conor Hogan. And it's the small bits and pieces that all add up. Well, you always say that, it's the little confrontations, the little duels, the little tussles, they all add up.
You could win the title by a point, and tonight when you're discussing the match, you could be saying, remember the ball Shane Malloy won out under the Cusack Sam, we got a point or a goal. Every little aspect of the game is important, and especially in the second half now, as we just said, the moving half, it's where the title will be decided. And just this, you expect your big players too to stand up. You know, we need to see a little bit more now from Finney and Cawley, maybe get more Rory McHugh into the game as well.
And that's Kilbritton win the ball around the centre, and that's Roland Malloy, can't get a touch on that, but there is a block coming in. Well, there was a block came in at the end, and the Kilbritton, the chance has gone wide, but the Kilbritton player felt the full force. I think Roland Malloy was fully within his rights to go in there and try and put a block on that. And interestingly, I see that, well, whether or not it's Kilbritton change, but it's still Roland Malloy and Nigel Cullen in the midfield, but the number six, Tomás Sheehan, is closest to, I know it's a, it was just for the moment, he was closest to Ronan Malloy, but it's back to, as you were, the midfield partnerships and the midfield battles. As Thomas Cawley looks to try and win that Eastkey restart, it's 12-11. And that was a wide there from Kilbritton. They've got three wides in this half, but they have possession now, and they're on the attack. That's Rory McHugh winning possession for Eastkey. McHugh does really well to get the schlitter up on the hurl. And Rory McHugh can fire this one down. He's looking for Thomas Cawley. He's looking for also Fionn Moylan, but Kilbritton have it. Thomas Cawley's trying to battle to win it back for Eastkey. Of course, they're a mixture of hurlers from Eastkey, St Fairlands, and one St Pat's man, Cormac Vericker, on the bench. As Kilbritton going through, that was excellent work there again from Niall Kilcullen. The ball is on the floor, still scrappy, still can't be picked up. It is picked up by Philip Ball. It is a chance for Kilbritton. The shot coming in, and Kilbritton have equalised through Ronan Crowley. That's another good score. It was a bit scrappy, it was a bit messy, but a different Kilbritton team here in the second half.
Yeah, the ball, there was a big 4 or 5 around the melee of a ball. The ball was bobbling and breaking. That's the first touch is awful important out there. You know, point going down with one hand on the surface of Crow Park. You need to get the two hands on the hurley, and the ball broke to Ronan Malloy, who threw it over from 45 yards out, dead straight in front of the goal. That's the second point.
So Roland Crowley with the second point for Kilbritton. His second point, they're 12th. It's 12 each, as Eastkey done really well. James Weir, powerful defending from the fullback, who was here captaining Sligo in 2019 in a Nicky Rackard victory. But there, the ball has gone out of the sideline. It's 12 apiece. 39 minutes gone here at Croke Park in this All-Ireland final for Eastkey, who are representing Sligo and Connacht. And of course, our coverage on Ocean FM for this big game, thanks to Shoot the Crows, proudly supporting Sligo Hurling. Kilbritton now. Can they take the lead with this sideline cut? They cannot. It's broken away. Niall Kilcullen works hard. Eastkey battling to win it back with Owen Rowe and McGowan. Owen Rowe does well, and he gets it out. Oh, lovely play from Owen Rowe. Tries to get it to Finian Cawley. The ball is spilled to the floor. Andrew Kilcullen is there. First touch from Kilcullen is important. He's tackled. Kilcullen goes in. There's a challenge from Andrew Kilcullen on Mark Hickey. What do you think of that ball?
Yeah, it was a frontal challenge. Andrew tried to flick the ball up and miscontrolled it. Mark Hickey went for the ball, and Andrew caught him high frontally. He might get a yellow card, but nothing more than that in it. And to be honest with you, just the momentum feels to be shifting a small little bit to Kilbritton, even though, you know, Eastkey, the game is still level. Kilbritton seem to be on the front foot a little bit more than Eastkey. You have more attacks since half time. So if I was Eastkey or Parry Meighen, I'd be trying to just get get a little bit of momentum back, maybe get down the field, get a couple of scores. Andy is coming a bit deep, get back to shape again, as the referee is talking sternly to Andrew here. But a yellow card is all it is at most.
So a yellow card, we hope, for Andrew Kilcullen. Oh, it's a red card for Andrew Kilcullen. Andrew Kilcullen in the 10th minute of this second half. A red card for Andrew Kilcullen after that tackle on Mark Hickey. And he's the player that had a ball in the net in the first half, not given. And there it's given as a red card. I did think it was just yellow card, but it's a red for Andrew Kilcullen. Eastkey down to 14 players. Kilbritton 12. Eastkey 12. And it's Ronan Crowley, the Kilbritton number 12, has put that free wide, a fourth wide in the second half for Eastkey. But Eastkey now are up against it, Paul. About that?
Just seeing it here on the big screen, like, it was a frontal challenge, but it was no way malicious. Like, if that's a red card, like, hurling is finished. Do you know? I mean, he didn't just come out. There's no way a red... Now, did something happen after that? I don't know. But, like, that's two awful decisions against Andy with the goal and the red card. And, like, it's going to be an awful uphill battle from here to the end. But just think it was a wrong decision. Another wrong decision.
And Eastkey have lost their own restart. And Kilbritton on the attack. And Kilbritton looking to take the lead. And they have with Luke Griffin. 41 minutes on the clock. Kilbritton 13 points, Eastkey 12 points. Eastkey down to 14 players. Their top scorer and talisman, well, one of their talisman, Andrew Kilcullen, has been sent to the line for his challenge on Mark Hickey. And we thought that maybe it might be a yellow card, but the referee, Eamon Furlong, thought otherwise, and Eastkey have surrendered that restart as Kilbritton on the attack. Eastkey have it all to do. Kilbritton looking to add another score, and there is Mark Hickey. Well, you can call him the villain of the piece if you like, but he's got a score there, and now Kilbritton have gone two up. It's 14-12. And what can Eastkey do here, Paul?
Steady the ship, first of all. They've gone two down now, but like, without Andy Kilcullen, Andrew Kilcullen, sure, like, it's, you know, he's... Look at he scored 4-10 in the All-Ireland semi-final. It's just a mammoth task now, but all they can do is go to the end. That should be a free end for Eastkey. But I'd like to see the whole incident again, because it was a frontal tackle, but he was only going in, honestly, to try and tackle him. Now, he was caught high, but unless something happened again after that, I don't know. But, like, to throw a red card out, if that's what a red card is in hurling, you know, I don't know where the game is going.
Well, we thought at worst it might be a yellow. It was a red. Eastkey down to 14 players. Kilbritton obviously sit with 15. Looks like it's going to be a free in for... And it's amazing, Paul. We talked about the goal that wasn't given in the first half, and the player who was involved in that incident, Andrew Kilcullen, is a player then that gets a red card.
Yeah, and the other thing on that one, Andrew Kilcullen was bearing down on goal in the first half, and he was dragged down, and yet there was no card, from what I can see, shown to the defender. So, now, the only good thing is Tomás Cawley is a free taker as well. He can take over the frees from Andrew, even though he didn't go for that one now when he should have. Probably should have backed himself better, but...
I think what we're looking at 43 minutes gone. I think Thomas Cawley was trying to find his brother Finian. You think he should have opted for the free?
Yeah, he would try and convert the free, goal, wouldn't he, Liam? Yeah, no, he would be a free taker and try and convert it and get it back to a point. But look at, he was going for the quick one as Kilbritton coming on the attack here again.
And good player from Shane Malloy to win the ball back for Eastkey. It's Eastkey trailing by 2 points. They're down a player as well. It's with Thomas Cawley in the centre. Niall Cullen, in fact. There's still heart and fight in Eastkey yet. The ball is played upfield. It's with Finian Cawley. Finian Cawley can snap that one over the bar. He has snapped it over the bar. That's a first score. The first score of the second score of the second half for Eastkey. Finian Cawley, 44 minutes on the clock. Nice ball from Shane Malloy to Finian Cawley. It's 14-13 now.
Yeah, great score. Shane Malloy hurling his heart out there. Great ball down to Finian. Show the leadership they need now, the likes of Finian, to come into it. And a brilliant score brings it back to a point.
And that's Rory McHugh playing an ambitious pass out to goalkeeper Adam Rolson. Well, of course, Adam Rolson plays outfield and he'll have no fear of being in that position. He plays it down, looking for Fionn Moylan. The ball breaks away from Moylan. There's a point between them here. It's Eastkey 13, Kilbritton 14. Eastkey down to 14 players, of course. 14 minutes gone in the second half. And it's Eastkey on the attack on that far side. It's Finian Cawley or Rory McHugh going through. It's Finian Cawley, in fact. They both have green helmets, but that one belongs to Finian Cawley. He's on the attack. It's lost. It's broken away. Kilbritton will try and work that one back. It's going to be a free to Kilbritton. Still only a point between them. We've 15 minutes left, but surely they have the scales gone against Easy. They've tipped in favour of Kilbritton.
They have, but since the sending off, you know, Finian's great point there, brings it back to a point, but it's just the player too to go, like Andrew Kilcullen. You know, just probably one of your leaders, your main scorer, your main go-to man for scores, and in a game like that, you know, not having him on the pitch for 20 minutes, like it's game changing. To be honest with you, Liam, it is game changing.
So we've gone from the goal that wasn't to the card that was, and here Ariski under pressure. Shane Malloy does well, but Conor Hogan has it for Kilbritton. Easky are still battling. Niall Kilcullen is in there. They're still fighting. There's only a point between them. That's Shane Malloy. Well, Shane Malloy is playing like a man possessed there. He gets it to Fionn Moylan. It's back with Donal Hanley. Easky have possession on that far side now, and it's with Ronan Malloy to Rory McHugh. If ever Easky needed McHugh to do something magical here, and he'll try and twist and turn his way, he'll fire that in around the house, and he'll fire that one over the bar. Rory McHugh has landed the equaliser. Well, we talk about McHugh magic. What about that? The man from Ballymena, he's levelled it up here. 14 points apiece, 46 minutes on the clock. Easky aren't gone yet.
And a score for the ages from Rory McHugh. Leadership, everything, skill, and then to turn and put it over the bar to level up. And, you know, since the sending off, it's been all Easky.
Well, Rory McHugh wins that ball. That restart from Kilbritton, won by Fionn Connolly, then by Rory McHugh. Rory McHugh is just popping it back now to Owen Rowan McGowan. He's going to go forward. They're all looking to get on possession. There's no Easky player hiding. They all want to get on the ball. They know they have to play like 15 men, because that's how it is. There's only 14 of them there. The ball is played inside to Daniel Rolson. He is playing like a full forward at the moment. He's working hard to win this one back. Daniel Rolson goes to the floor. There's no free for Rolston. Thomas Cawley looks to win the ball back. Easky looking to win it back with Ronan Malloy. Kilbritton are being put under serious pressure by the men in blue. Finian Cawley has it now. Finian Cawley going through to Thomas Cawley, his brother. Oh, there's a heavy hit on Thomas Cawley. It's going to be a free in.
Now, if Andrew Kilcullen was a red, that's a red, because that's the exact same frontal challenge, unless, as you say, something happened in the Andrew Kilcullen incident. But that was a clear frontal tackle again. So let's just see now if the consistency is there.
So a heavy, heavy challenge on Thomas Cawley, looking to run through on a pass from Finian Cawley. It's a yellow. It's a yellow for the number 5, who is Aaron Holland.
That's why we go mad on the sideline with referees. Like, how can it be one rule and one rule? As I say, look at it's a full, I just seen it on the screen, that's a full shoulder, straight a frontal shoulder. And as I say now, I'm not sure, was there another thing after the Andrew Kilcullen incident, no? Of a strike of Hurley or Atten, but that'd drive you mad.
Well, here we are, a free in for Easky, 48 minutes on the clock, and we just remind listeners on Ocean FM, of course, our coverage sponsored by Shoot the Crows, proudly supporting Sligo Hurling. Easky down to 14 players. It's level, 14 points apiece. It's a free in for Easky. No red card for Kilbritton from that incident there, but a yellow for Aaron Holland. It's Thomas Cawley with this free. If he puts this over, Easky will lead by a point. We're into the minute number 48 of the second half, the All-Ireland final in Croke Park. It doesn't get any bigger than this for the Easky hurlers, the Easky St. Farnans and St. Pat's men. Thomas Cawley. Pressure on Thomas Cawley, and he delivers. Thomas Cawley has, that's his third point of the afternoon. Easky ahead, 15-14 here at Crow Park, Paul.
And one thing there, Thomas Cawley was the man injured in the tackle, and he was down injured. You'd often hear them saying, whoever gets injured, don't let him take the free, you know, if he's groggy. But fair play to him, he stood up like a man and put it over the bar. Even when Kilbritton on the Andy Kilcullen sending off, their man didn't take the free after that, if you notice it. But as a substitution comes on, Cormac Ferricker comes on now to the field.
Well, Cormac Ferricker, you're the only St. Pat's man in this group of Easky and St. Farnan's players. This could be your moment to shine. The restart from Kilbritton from David Desmond. Easky lead by a point, 15-14. Easky have won that restart. It's Rory McHugh. Well, possession has gone away from McHugh. Kilbritton have two players on McHugh, and then coming in to help Rory McHugh is Niall Kilcullen, but it's gone to a sideline ball for Kilbritton. And these small moments, well, almost 50 minutes gone here at Croke Park. We're into the last, soon into the last 10 minutes. A point between them. Easky battling to stay in this game, to stay ahead. to get their hands on the trophy. They have only 14 players, but they're playing as if they're 15. That's one of the, those players wearing number 15, Fionn Conley. He fires it down. Look at Thomas Coley. Oh, that's a beautiful take by Thomas Coley. Nice skill from Thomas Coley. He's getting away from Tomás Sheehan. Wins a free off Sheehan. And well, all over the park, Paul. The game hasn't been won or lost yet, but all over the pitch, Eastkey players are standing
they've
up.
Just, they knew they had to go, they were given 100%, but they knew they had to go to 120 with Andrew Kilcullen off, and that's what they've done. You know, all over the pitch, they're winning every single battle. Now, the big thing for the last 10 minutes is they have to keep the ball away from the extra man that Kilbritton have. Kilbritton are using it with their puck out over on field to the Cusick stand under the hill, but they have to be wary of that. But Tomás Coley now, from under the Hogan, just on the 65, into the hill, a chance to go two clear.
Well, we did say at halftime off air, Paul, that Eastkey might have to at least go past 20 points if they're going to get somewhere here. And that, as he pulled it to the left and wide, he has, unfortunately for Thomas, first wide of the second half for Eastkey. Their third wide in total up against those eight with nine wides for Kilbritton. Kilbritton take a short restart because that they have that extra player, but they've given it away when Niall Kilcullen has it in the centre. Niall Kilcullen offloads it to Finney and Coley. Eastkey still lead by a point, 15-14. That's Thomas Coley. Thomas Coley is having a brilliant game. Thomas Coley is having a shot from distance. It's into the goalkeeper's grasp. David Desmond has it for Kilbritton, but it's played outfield. Ronan Malloy can't get to that one. He almost did. He couldn't. And Kilbritton have it back. That was a chance for Eastkey. Thomas Coley into the goalkeeper. Kilbritton now on the attack again. And Eastkey having to defend. It's Rory McHugh. Oh, that's good play from Rory McHugh. But equally good play from Philip Ball, the Kilbritton captain. Philip Ball. Oh, it's gone over. It's gone over the bar. Philip Ball. That's his second point for in the game. And a 15 point for Kilbritton, and it's 15 points apiece here, Paul, and we're into the last 10 minutes. So much to play for yet.
Yeah, so much to play for yet. Philip Ball, second point of the second half, you know, after great work by Rory to try and keep him out, but Kilbritton have a chance to go into the lead here.
And Eastkey have turned the ball over from their own restart, and that's a high lofted shot, and it's gone over the bar, and Kilbritton have scored. That's a well, whoever maybe came in for Ronan Crowley, or I'm not sure, or what about the number 17? Got that, a number 11,
Philip Ball
has got that one. It's now 16-15, and Eastkey have it with Niall Kilcullen in the centre. Kilcullen is going through. Is he fouled? He will get the ball to Cormac Vereker. Vereker has a chance to turn, has a chance to shoot, has a chance to score, and is it gonna? It's gone wide. That's wide from Cormac Vereker. A second wide for Eastkey, or is it a third wide in the second half?
Four wides to Eastkey and eight wides to Kilbritton so far in the game in total.
And Eastkey have turned over the Kilbritton restart with Rory McHugh. There's a point in it. Eastkey are trailing. Rory McHugh is going through. Rory McHugh will take this equaliser in around the house. Oh, he's pulled it wide. That's another wide, and wide number five for Eastkey in the second half. We're into the 53rd minute. A point between them. Eastkey 15, Kilbritton 16. Kilbritton with the extra player, of course, because of that red card for Andrew Kilcullen. We say it was harsh. Kilbritton are taking advantage, but only by a point on the scoreboard. Eastkey battling to win the ball back there down in front of us. Kilbritton have it back. It's popped in around the goal mouth. Work to do for the Eastkey defence. Oh, the ball might break for a Kilbritton player, but no, it will break for an Eastkey player. Shane Malloy is working hard to get it back. So do Owen Rua McGowan. Now James Weir has it. Good play from James Weir to Fionn Conley. Fionn Conley, great play from Fionn Conley in the centre. He gets away from several would-be challenges. Now to Finney and Coley. There's a point between them. It's 15-16. 53 minutes gone. Donal Hanley to Rhoda Malloy. Malloy fires this one in. Oh, it's going to break for Kilbritton, and they have it back. Kilbritton lead by a point, and they've turned it over, and they have possession back. And Eastkey under some serious pressure to make this possession count, Paul.
Yeah, they are. Like, and Kilbritton have kind of, you know, collapsed a little bit since the sending off, you know. And Eastkey are like, they're playing as if their lives depended on it, and they're, we just say, dying with their boots on, and that's what they're doing. And fair play to them. And again, like, with what, 7 minutes to go and only a point in it, you know, if they can manage to get the ball down the field and get an equaliser, and you know, they'll be back in the chance to lift the title.
A high dropping ball in around the goal mouth. Oh, Shane Malloy has to go for it, or maybe Adam Rosen. Neither can get to it. It's going to fall to a Kilbritton player, but that's brilliant play from Shane Malloy. He kept out Conor Hogan from getting advancing on goal. Oh, it's going to be a free in for Kilbritton. A foul there. Well, what the referee adjudged to have been a foul from his perspective, and 54 minutes gone in the second half. A point between them, and a point there's going to be another change for Kilbritton. They've brought on Declan Harrington is on, and so Thomas Harrington has come on, and now Declan Harrington has come on, and it is 16 points to 15, and Kilbritton have a chance to go 2 points clear at Markickie. And Eastkew, at this rate, Paul, will need a goal to pull this one out of the fire.
Yeah, well, look, as Ronan Malloy just came into the back there of the Kilbritton player, you know, they have to go, there's a chance to score two up now for Markickie.
And they have gone two up. That's another score for Markickie, another score for Kilbritton. It's 17-15. We're not writing them out off yet. We cannot write them off yet, but they've a lot up against them now. 5 minutes left on the clock, Paul, and 2 minutes, 2 points down.
Yeah, and like as we say, it's just trying to get the ball down the field. You know, the extra man for Kilbritton, they're going to put him in down in the full back line to try and prevent any goal coming. But Finian has come on here under the Hogan stand.
Oisín Moylan, great work from him. Oisín Moylan has a shot. Oisín Moylan has a point. Oisín Moylan, super score. It was worked to him by Finian Cawley, and just like he done on the Connacht final against Ballinasloe, he got a super point. And as Kilbritton bring on another player, they are bringing on, they are bringing on Conor Ustanowski. I hope I don't have to pronounce that, but Oisín Moylan I can't pronounce, and he has got a brilliant score. It's 16 Eastkey, 17 Kilbritton, and there's only a 1 point game, and we're into the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
ball.
Unbelievable score for a cornerback to come up under the Hogan and out in the 45 to put that over the bar, bring it back to 1 point game. Yeah, no, we don't need a goal yet. All we need to do is keep working the ball down the field and get an equaliser. And no, if we can go into the last minute or two, a drawing game, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, but it's Kilbritton with the chance of going a 2 points up, and Kilbritton do take that chance. And if Ronan Crowley has made it 18-16 in favour of Kilbritton, and it's 56 minutes gone on the clock, and Eastkey have to work the ball out short. They do. James Weir to Shane Malloy. Adam Rolston, the goalkeeper, started it all off, and now it's with Ronan Malloy. Malloy now fires this one around the goal mouth. Fionn Moylan is in there. Thomas Cawley is in there. Thomas Cawley can turn and shoot and score. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Thomas Cawley has got that one over the bar. Point number four for Cawley. He's been brilliant in this game. It is down to a 1 point game again. 17-18. He's catching, he's turning, he's finishing, and he's keeping Eastkey in this All-Ireland final, Paul.
He's playing the game of two men there because he's covering for Andy Kilcullen again. Great score. Eastkey's resilience is unbelievable. You know, like to play with 14 men out there for most of the second half on Croke Park, it's so big. It's an unbelievable ask. But my God, are they doing it and playing with like as if their lives depend on it. And if they can come out of this with a trophy, I'd say it'll be one of the greatest All-Ireland wins any team has ever achieved.
Well, now they're just trying to come out of here with an equaliser. It was initial work from Fionn Connolly, then Rory McHugh, and there's going to be a free in, and Finian Cawley is here with Thomas Cawley, and they have stepped up. Remember the red card in the second half for Andrew Kilcullen. It's 18 points to 17. We're into minute number 57, 13 seconds, 58 minutes of the second half in this AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Junior Club Championship Final. This is it. This is the final. This is the one the players want to be in. And the trophy, they can see the trophy. They can't just touch it. And here we are in the last 5 minutes, Paul. And
yeah, and Tomás Cawley, or Tommy Cawley as we just say, you know, he's had an unbelievable last 15 minutes since Andrew came off, and you know, he's taken the fight to Kilbritton. This is the chance now to put them level going into the last couple of minutes, and I can tell you, I wouldn't rule out Eastkew lifting the title if they can get this one.
Thomas Cawley, no pressure. Thomas Cawley is equalised. Eastkew still have a chance here, and Eastkew are bringing on another chop. Patrick Walsh, could Patrick Walsh be the winner? Patrick Walsh is on the pitch. They've also brought on Cormac Ferriker. Four changes for Kilbritton in this game.
But
this is crucial.
Ronan Malloy deserves great praise. He had a great game out there, Liam. You know, the work he went through, you know, all the untold work, engine room, had a great game now. But Patrick Walsh is a scorer. Come on, the semi final.
He's going to turn it over. Thomas Cawley from distance. Has he got it? Oh, no, no, no. It's just gone. It's tailed to the right and wide. That would have been super. We're into the 59th minute, and Kilbritton take that restart short. That was another wide from Eastkey, and Kilbritton are looking for the winning score. Eastkey are looking for the winning score. It's 18 points apiece here. We're into the last minute here at Croke Park. Kilbritton trying to get through for that chance, and Declan Harrington has it. Declan Harrington has bottled up. Oh, it's a free out. Eastkey have turned it over. and we're just now into the last minute. There's still plenty of time.
Yeah, again, great defending. You know, wasn't going to let the man inside. Adam Rolston out, coming out to take the free. Adam Rolston's pucking out like you're my left-handed striker. He strikes a ball like Jake Morris from Tipperary. Lovely wristy striker, and he's going to go about 80 yards with this one.
Adam Rolston, the goalkeeper, drives this downfield. Easky with 14 players up against Kilbritton. It's level here, 18 points apiece. We're into the last minute, and it's going to be a free for Kilbritton. Kilbritton get the advantage there. Well, you could say the two biggest calls from this game, the goal that Easky weren't given in the first half, the red card in the second half. I know it seems like we're going on about it, but those are the two big moments, Paul. But it's still 18 points apiece. We're into the last minute, and it's going to be 3 minutes of additional time.
3 minutes of additional time, yeah. Look at it.
3 minutes of additional time. There's still time to win or lose this game. Easky trying to win the ball on the far side, but Donal Hanley, good work from Hanley. Hanley wins a free. Good play from Donal Hanley. The St. Farnan's man, of course, this is, team is a mixture of players from St. Farnan's and Easky, and Cormac Vereker, the St. Pat's man, representing West Sligo, Sligo, Connacht. And here they are firing the ball in as Thomas Cawley is the intended target. Can he get to this one? The Schlitter was slow up on that perfect turf. And Thomas Cawley over his shoulder. Oh, that's another one. Unlucky. He scored a point like that to win a county final as a substitute back to start this all off for Easky. And that another wide for Easy. Unlucky for them. It's Kilbritton on the attack. They fire that one downfield. It's Easy looking to win the ball back. Nigel Cullen breaks it in the centre. Kilbritton are foraging. So too are Easy. James Weir has it. But coming through, bursting through is Declan Harrington. That seemed a bit harsh on the Easy defence. As Kilbritton go through, Kilbritton have won a free. Kilbritton have won a free. I thought the initial move was maybe an infringement by the Kilbritton player, but no, the move developed, Paul, and Kilbritton have got a free with less than 2 minutes of additional time. And was that a foul or not? Well, the referee,
yeah, he definitely pulled him back there, Fionn Connolly, but he was breaking down on goal. He probably had to, but it's going to be a 1 point lead now,
and a yellow card for Fionn Connolly.
Yellow card, yeah. And it's definitely
well,
did he show him a second yellow?
So that's a second yellow for Fionn Connolly, and that means a red card. Easky down to 13 players now, and that is Mark Hickey putting that ball over the bar, a free. So Kilbritton 19 points, Easky 18 points. Easky down by a point and down to 13 players.
Down 2 players. Right, that's fair enough. He was on the yellow and he did foul. It was the second yellow. No issue with that one. The big issue was Andy's red. But, you know, there's still, you know, we can get the ball down on the attack. We have to get the ball down into the Kilbritton half of the field, try and work a free or work a score and get it extra time. But we're so many men down, you know. What are we going to come out with next? If we can get extra time at all, if Easky Centre has got to get Adam Rolston with the long clearance.
Adam Rolston with this ball downfield. Easky down by a point, down by 2 players. Is there still fight and will and heart in Easky to do something, to turn it over? We're into the third minute of additional time. Kilbritton have possession, and Kilbritton, no, it's going to be a free for Easky.
Line cut. Line ball.
A line ball for Easky. So Easky take it quickly. It's taken into the centre to Onro McGowan. He offloads it now back to Onro McGowan. He has to try and get the ball in around the goal mouth. Rory McHugh has it. It's gone to the ground. It's now another sideline ball for Easky, and this is where you'd miss Andrew Kilcullen, of course.
Yeah.
And we are coming up to it'll be soon into the 4th minute of additional time. A ball has to go in around the house. It has to find the net. This Easky, a point down.
Get a ball to a forward, ask the question of the referee. Are you going to give us the free? You've done us all day. Now, Rory has a very, very good line cut, but it's a massive ask to put this over. I'd be trying to work it to a player and try and work a free and get an equaliser.
So, does Rory equalise directly from the sideline cut, or does he set up a goal chance? Easky, oh, neither. The ball is broken away, and that's it. The full-time whistle, 33 minutes and 27 seconds. Oh, dear. That is absolute heartbreak for Easky. They've lost by a point here, 19-18 to Kilbritton from Cork. And Paul, they hurled so well. They hurled so bravely. They hurled so heroically. They hurled so skillfully. And yet just not enough. Down 2 players, 2 red cards. The goal not given in the first half. The red card for Andrew Cullen. But my oh my, they came so close.
Absolutely, you know, heartbreaking for Eastleigh St Fernan's, you know. They were the better team, number one, Liam. They were a way better team. The sending off was crucial, like, you know, to send off someone like Andrew Cullen. And if it was a justified sending off, we'd have no issue. But it was actually a wrong call. The call, like, the two big things in the game. A goal is a big thing in the game. Having 15 players on the big thing. So the two biggest things that could have happened to Eastleigh today happened, and both were wrong decisions. Terrible decisions that we have to say. You know, you can say referees don't cost you games, but I have to say, unless we didn't see something in the Andrew Kilcullen send-off, it cost Eastleigh today. But can I just say, to watch them from when Andrew Kilcullen, they played a great first half, went in up at half-time, everything done right, everything going according to plan with Pádraig Mannion, everyone hurling well, six different scores. Started a little bit slow in the second half, but you know, we're still leading. Then for that to happen, like, they are an absolute credit. The only thing they're not bringing home tonight is the cup, because to me, the way they played, and from the sending off to the end for the 20 minutes, they were absolutely magnificent. Every one of them died with their boots on. Heroes all. I don't care that the cup is going to Cork. You just could not have asked for any more out of that team.
Well,
out there,
Paul, you lose by a point, you've lost two players to red cards, controversial decisions, you had a goal chalked off. I mean, a lot of things went against them, and they were still there, thereabouts.
Well, look, I have no issue with the second red card, because if we're calling it wrong on one decision, we call it right on the other. He was on a yellow and he fouled for a second yellow. No issue with that. I was actually nearly thinking to myself when Andrew Kilcullen got sent off, do I actually hope Kilbritton go on and win by 10 points? Because to lose by a point and the two decisions that go against you, it shows you that, you know, it actually cost them the game. And like, Andrew Kilcullen would be devastated to be sent off. He didn't actually do anything wrong. As I say, I will keep qualifying it unless we miss something from the frontal tackle we saw. A few minutes later, Thomas Cawley got the exact same frontal tackle and a yellow card was given for it, which was the exact same as what Andrew had done. It should have been a yellow card. And then that's what would, as I said earlier in comedy, would drive you mad.
And how do Eastleigh bounce back from this?
Oh, well, look at how did they bounce back? Well, they will bounce back, because even in adversity with the sending off, we saw what they did for 20 minutes. There were 40 men out on the wide expanses of Croke Park. They were magnificent. They will bounce back. It's going to take them a while. You know, they're going to need a break. They'll all be back playing club football and hurling the next few weeks. Back, you know, it'll be hard to go back training. They were so close. They were the better team. They will bounce back, get the appetite back again. Now, tonight they won't think that. They'll be thinking about it again in a couple of months' time. But you know, they deserve to a few days off now, a few days with each other, have a few drinks and a bit of crack, and they will know, like, that they were every bit as good, if not better, than what Kilbritton offered up. Only a couple of decisions possibly was the difference at the end of the day.
Just one thing we should mention from the campaign of 3 years ago, don't forget, there for this campaign that got them all the way back here again, they were down the likes of Mikey Gordon, Jimmy Gordon, Joe McHugh and Gavin Connolly, and yet the campaign for 2025-26, they came back here without those four.
Well, that's why the sending off is so important. Like, I see Kilbritton have 30 lads togged out. Eastleigh actually run with a very tight panel, the 23-24 lads, and that's where them four lads, you know, when you have a tight panel, because I was even thinking there, Lee, if we go to extra time here, I wouldn't really have you know, I'd probably be talking to myself daft here, but you know, to go into extra time, you'd have to bring in a couple of lads that mightn't have got much game time over the year, to ask them to go out and win a game at Croke Park. But, like the four lads that were missing there today are four awful important members of the team as well.
But that's not to take away the guys who have been here.
But, like, that's why the guys all stood up. Look at the last 20 minutes Thomas Cawley had. You know, Finian Cawley, Rory McHugh, James Weir, the Malloys. Now, like, you could name them all, because every one of them, there's not one of them didn't have an 8 or an 8 plus out of 10 performance. And to not be going home with a trophy is absolutely a travesty.
And just, Paul, just, I don't know, is Daniel going to come in with some... we're just taking the presentation, but Paul, it's an awful way to lose, isn't it?
It's an awful way to lose. Like, and we all know what the talk will be like later on tonight when they're having their meal or whatever. But an awful way to lose. Like, they'll be heartbroken over that. Like, to lose by a point in an All-Ireland final is just the hardest way to lose any game. Like, at least, you know, the only thing they can take pride in is the way they played for the 20 minutes down to 14 men. Like, they're absolutely to a man. You know, they were absolutely magnificent. You couldn't have asked any more. to be honest with you, when Andrew Kilcullen got sent off, I thought it was going to be all Kilbritton, but Eastkey totally out hurled them for 20 minutes there, but they just fell short, 19 points to 18. You know, it was a great game of hurling, it has to be said, in an epic battle, but just a couple of decisions would be to me what spoiled it in the end and probably cost Eastkey the All-Ireland title.
Thank you very much, Paul and Liam. As you can hear just in the background, the presentation is underway to the Kilbritton. Captain Philip Wall is up alongside GAA President, getting ready to lift the cup. So we'll just soak in the atmosphere from that for just a minute.
And thank you for all you do in making the GAA what it is. The TG4, the one of the week is a one, and it's all true to go home to cheese, dark, licking, and tell a finish. Tom Curran, McDonough, Rashko, Corky, Bugs, Buckhill, Britain, Cogar, the Cusboro, Reish. So Marshall Days, Warren Orrum, and Orrum Dunksa, and Curran of Runner, Captain, King Britain, Emelina, Philip Wall. Kern Shea Kaka, San Ferran Parosta, agus Peter Kilverton! Thank you so much to the GA for supporting these competitions and sponsors AIB. It is truly a dream come true to be up here with your club, and we really appreciate the opportunity. I want to also thank TG Carr for their continued support and exposure of the club game. I want to begin by acknowledging our opponents, Eastkey. Lads, I have things written down, but that was honestly one of the most gutsy performances I've ever seen. It was incredible. You're an incredible group. You've brought so much success and joy to your region. To consistently be competing at this stage of the championship is a testament to you as individuals and as hurlers. To reach this stage, we had to navigate through our county, as well as top competition in Knockaderry, Kilrossity and Dale South Park and Cuddy. We know you'd be the exact same. Lads, I can't express so much. You're an absolute credit to yourselves. You're a credit to the game of hurling. And you've done so much, and just you should be so, so proud of yourself. Round of applause for Eastkey. I want to thank the ref and his team of officials, as these games look, can always be tough to manage, but fair play, and I'm sure you'll have many more finals to look forward to. To our club sponsors and everyone who's donated to this success, we want to thank you so much for the help you've given us, in particular H&H Construction, Integral International Risk Management, Grucon, Irish Yogurts, and Dennis Cronin and Cronin Electrical. Thank you all so much. To the board, the people who make the club tick. There are so many to thank, but I want to mention Emma Susan, Ollie Dermot, Marion, or Ollie Dermot, and our club president, Con, and a special thanks to Marion, who has worked tirelessly with the logistics of this occasion. Thank you. The victory today has been the culmination of years of dedication and work from the players and management. I want to give recognition to players like Conor Maloney, Maris Sexton and Ross Cashman, who today would not have been possible. I want to acknowledge the chosen work done by Vincent O'Brien, John Constantine, Aidan Donoghue, and in particular Jamie Wall. Jamie, myself and this group owe more to you than you can ever imagine. Thank you and the lads for all you've done for us. Thank you. I want to thank Stephen Feeney for his outstanding work, and I want to thank Ian Keller for looking after us. To our families, wives, girlfriends and partners, thank you all for the sacrifice you make, and especially to those of newborns and small kids while we were training. I also want to thank my own girlfriend who came back from Sydney to be here. We appreciate you so much. To our amazing supporters, you continue to blow us away with your encouragement and support. We've had a tough way recently as a parish, and the way you've continued to show up speaks to the people we have, in particular to the strength, grace and resilience of the Gillan and Enright families. You serve as an inspiration to the whole team, community, and help us remember Anne and O'Sheen so well. They will forever remain an integral part this year. To the young people of the community, you have had so much shown at you, and you've been forced to show maturity beyond your years. You are a phenomenal representation of this parish, and we are so proud. We hope you can enjoy this win with us. To our management team, I cannot adequately express our gratitude in words. Your work dedication to the group is incredible. It's so appreciated. Terry, Aidan, Paddy, Damien and Mark Eaton, we will never be able to properly express our gratitude, but thank you so much. And thank you to the man who's put it all together, Joe Ryan. Joe, from our first team meeting in the village to my constant bombardment of messages, you've been a consistent figure of calm and poise for the group. In your professional life, you take care of people so well, and that has extended to us no different. Your consistent professionalism and methodical work for each game is the bedrock for this success. We will forever be indebted to you, what you've done for us, and of course to Lorna for making one of our own. Thank you, Joel.
That is the words of the Kilbritton captain, Philip Wall, just making his acceptance speech there as he lifts the cup after beating Easky here in Croke Park for in the All-Ireland Junior Club Final. A tough pill to swallow for this Easky side. Paul, it's... I don't really know what to say following that. It was a very, very tight game. Easky stuck with them. They were ahead for most of the game. They went in ahead at half time. They lost to that sending off in the second half. That's the one that kind of that's what done the damage, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. It was the, you know, and the person to get sent off as well. Like your go-to man for scores, Andrew Kilcullen. He scored 4-10 in the All-Ireland semi-final. But like even listening to the Kilbritton captain there, Philip Wall, and his words about Easky, he was genuine in what he said. Now he couldn't get over how gutsy they were incredible to a man. And like can I just say, like, I think they deserve a better homecoming tonight or tomorrow than they will have got if they had won the All-Ireland, because what more could they have done? I'm going to park the referee argument. I said enough about him. I think the two decisions cost Easky the All-Ireland final. I just want to say, you know, I commentating here with Liam over the year on Easky, and it was a privilege to see them perform on Croke Park, Easky St. Fernan's and the St. Pat's side, to perform so well in Croke Park on an All-Ireland final. And the myth about Sligo teams against Cork teams can well and truly be banished now.
Yeah, I suppose, and that's one thing I suppose it's important to point out, Liam. This is not just an Easky team, this is a West Sligo team.
Obviously, in West Sligo, there's Western Gales as well. But this group of Easky St. Fernan's, they've come through the underage ranks. And in recent years, there's a couple of lads coming in from St. Pat's for underage, and now Cormac Ferrick for a senior level. It is a team that takes in the two West Sligo communities, or three indeed. And it's a reflection, obviously, if Easky are in an All-Ireland final, that reflects well on Sligo hurling, be it Western Gales, Molash Gales, Killarestran Tail, Torrestran, who would be based a lot on what Tubbercurry had there, also Nave Owen, Caller St. Joseph's. So everyone involved in hurling in Sligo should feel that they were part of this. Obviously it was Easky and not Nave Owen or Caller St. Joseph's, but it represented what's good about Sligo hurling and what Sligo hurling is trying to achieve. And I mean, as Paul said, you lose an All-Ireland final by a point, you lose any All-Ireland final by a point at whatever level, you'll always be wondering what could have been done differently. But in Easky's case, they were up against it, and up against obviously a team from, as we said, from Cork. So you're it's not like they beat someone from a non-traditional power. They were up against a serious outfit in Kilbritton, and I just wonder the way Easky raised their game when Andrew Kilcullen got sent off. Imagine if they had raised their game and him still on the pitch. What could have happened? Could there have been a goal chance? Could there have been another chance? I mean, those guys played some serious, serious hurling there. I just feel good for them.
That's the thing, you see, I suppose. When Andrew got sent off, Andrew had been pivotal. He had scored, he had scored 6 points up until that point. He had the goal disallowed in the first half. And then, you know, what was a very harsh red card. But after his sending off, Easky could have very easily folded under the pressure of Kilbritton. Kilbritton were really in the game, you know, they were attacking Easky at that stage. But Easky didn't fold. They came back, they fought back and made it look. If you didn't know Andrew Cullen had been sent off, you wouldn't have thought that Easky were down 14
and obviously
men.
They went down to 13 players in the closing stages, a second yellow for Fionn Connolly. But I mean, if there was a notion that Easky are just built around Andrew Cullen's scores, yeah, I think he scored 12.73 before this game, 107 points. But any team that gets to an All-Ireland, it's built around the squad, a group, and I think that group I mean, I suppose in my heart they're All-Ireland champions. They're not, but that's how I'm going to look at it.
Eight different scorers in that Eastkey side today. As you know, Andrew Cullen with the 6 points. Thomas Cawley got 5 points. Aina Moylan, Finian Cawley with two. Daniel Rolston, Rona Malloy, Rory McHugh and Oisín Moylan. I mean, there's plenty of names there. Young lads, where to next for this Eastkey side?
Well, just as we mentioned, Daniel, before earlier, it'd be great if they had Joe McHugh available, Jimmy Gordon, Mikey Gordon and Gavin Connolly. If you had those four lads available, plus what we see out there, and that includes the young lads coming through. I mean, we didn't see Alan O'Brien on the pitch. We didn't see Micheál McDonough. Those lads are coming through, along with Cormac Ferriker, Patrick Walsh. So if you had those four and the group that's there, who knows? But look, that's not to say it could be Niamh Owens in the year next year in Sligo. I mean, the you press reset, it goes all the way back to the first starting point again. And it could be Niamh Owens in the year next year, and it could be hopefully Robert Kelly Lynch and Gerard Kelly Lynch we're talking about. So that Eastkey have... I think they know they're enjoying a good phase with all these good players, but I think they're sensible to know too that they have to work very hard year in, year out. If these things don't come around, and they don't take anything for granted.
Paul, I leave the final word to you for this section before I go for a break.
The final word would be heartbroken for EC South Ireland's, but as a Sligo man, I'd be so proud of the effort they put in to be beaten, come within a point of lifting the All-Ireland title. I mean, if you had told them this morning how well they play, that they have eight different scorers and the way they were going to play, you'd have said they were on the way to the title. Circumstances didn't allow that, but I just think everyone should gather around, give them a great homecoming, and they won't have the cup with them, but in a lot of our eyes here, they're a champion team.